Sports and recreation programming is sponsored by Delta Hotels by Marriott Minneapolis Northeast. Learn more at marriott.com/MSPDE.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's March, and that means the high school hardwoods will heat up once again for the state tournament. SDPB Steve Toom, along with J.J. Hartigan, will call the combined Class A games beginning Thursday. The two will call these games from inside the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Steve joins us today from the SDPB Vermilion Studios with what we can expect to see and hear. Steve Toom, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
All right, I want to talk about the partnership between you and J.J. Hartigan first. How long have you been calling games together?
I think this is about the 10th year that J.J. and I have worked basketball games on SDPB together. We have a ton of fun.
All right. What is the fun for you? Is it behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't get to see? Is it the thrill of the game itself? Like, when are you having the most fun?
It's on and off camera. J.J. and I work so well together, and, what you see is what you get on the air. In fact, we just ran into each other up at the NAIA Division II men's tournament up in Sioux Falls here over the last few days, so we've had a chance to chat and talk about various things. But J.J.'s a great guy.
All right, so some of these games are in the Sioux Falls Arena. Some are in the Premier Center. But everybody gets a shot. Every team gets at least one game in the Premier Center. Do I understand that right?
Yeah, the way it's set up is the first day there will be four games in each venue, and then the consolation games will be mostly played in the arena, but there will be a couple of consolation games in the Premier Center. So if you played in the arena on the first day and you lost, then your consolation game will be in the Premier Center on the second day. So at worst, every team gets at least one game on television.
And those games in the Premier Center air on SDPB TV, and then the arena games are online only. Who has the call for the arena? Do you know?
Herb Wounded Head.
Perfect. All right. So let's talk about boys or girls first. Where do you want to begin?
Let's start with the ladies first, shall we?
All right. Who are we looking at here? What are we looking forward to?
All right. Class A for this tournament has generally been dominated by St. Thomas More over the last several years. They've won a ton of championships, but this year they've been beaten by several teams. They've had some injury issues to deal with. So for once, they're not the favorite. In fact, they didn't even win their region. Actually, Belle Fouche was the top team in that region. Now, Belle Fouche got knocked out in the SODAC 16. We have two unbeaten teams in Class A girls, and that's West Central and Winter, and they are the 1 and 2 seeds respectively. So the only way they would meet is in the championship game. Lenox and St. Thomas More, that's the second matchup. Then you have Winter and Aberdeen Roncalli. Todd County, number 3 seed, takes on McCook Central Montrose. That's the last game. West Central, in the first matchup, they get Mount Vernon Plankington. And I think Class A, with St. Thomas More not being as dominant as they've been in past years, I think this one's a little more wide open. I think Lenox could be a sleeper team that could surprise some teams. But Winter and West Central, they're the teams that everybody's got their sights set on there, Class A girls.
All right, but never count out St. Thomas More, right?
Or No, you can. They have such a good pedigree. It's one of those things where, they're not beaten until they're beaten, You can't count them out, and you always have to throw them in the mix. They get a tough matchup with Lenox in the first round there. And an interesting note about that matchup with Lenox and St. Thomas More. The girls play at 5 o'clock in the Premier Center, 5 o'clock Central Time. Those two same schools, boys teams, will play in the arena at 7 o'clock. So once the girls' game's done, all those fans are just going to migrate right over. It's just one of those oddities where the seedings worked out, where St. Thomas More is the number 3 seed on the boys' side. They'll play number 6 Lenox. So beat those Cavaliers, beat those Orioles. You'll hear those chants in two different arenas.
All right, let's talk about those unbeaten teams. Start with West Central, please, and tell me a little bit about what their season has been like.
West Central, you know, plays in the Dakota 12 Conference. Very tough top to bottom there. They've had a couple of scares this year, but they have a really good balanced attack. And that's kind of the theme with a lot of these schools, both on the girls' side and the boys' side. Balanced attacks for most of the teams. You know, a lot of the teams have like three, maybe four scores, averaging around that 10 to 12 points. And there's, I guess you could say it's a lot of team basketball. West Central's played a very, very tough schedule, and I think that they probably be the team to beat, although Winter, I think, is really, really good this year. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the two unbeaten teams in the championship game on Saturday night. But again, Lenox, I think, is a sleeper team, and you never can count out St. Thomas More. And watch out for Todd County. They're the three seed, and they won the Lakota Nations Invitational back in December. They, too, have played a really tough schedule, and they got one of the top players in Raven Kanoyer. She's averaging about 23 points per game.
Wow. All right. How close are those seed points when you look at, you know, the difference between, you know, West Central Winter, for example? Any indications
it's,
there?
Yeah. It's very, very close there. West Central 46.4, Winter 45.737. So pretty close in the seeding points there between those two schools. Again, Winter has beaten St. Thomas More in the regular season, beat them quite handily, as a matter of fact. And Winter's only had a couple of close scares throughout the year. They've been really, really dominant down the stretch.
All right, tell us about some of the coaches here. Who's coming to the arena and the Premier Center, and you know, what do we know about their programs?
Well, of course, you know, it all starts with St. Thomas More. Coach Candlin out there, you know, he's got such a great pedigree. Again, you know, they're the team, even though they're the five seed, you know, they're you can't count them out. You know, they're not done until they're done. Bob Boyd Jr. done a fine job at Todd County this year. Joe Caffrey, veteran coach at West Central, and Larry Aker, whose brother Dan is the assistant or the athletic director and the head football coach out in Winter. He's got a really, really good program out there at Winter. So I on the girls' side, some coaches that are more veteran, you know, they're in the 7 to 10 years range, but you know, you got some younger coaches that have only been there a couple of years. So you got some several coaches that have really gotten their programs going in a short period of time.
Let's talk about some of those games. You know, we mentioned West Central and Winter, but their opponents, Aberdeen and Mount Vernon Plankinton. Tell us about those teams, because anything can happen in the state tournament.
Yeah, Aberdeen-run Collie, Coach Derek Larson. He's got the Ewart sisters, three of them that are actually on the team. Two of them get significant playing time. That's Jamie and Jory. Both are seniors. And, again, a really good team out there. They've been kind of flying under the radar up there in the northern part of the state. And, again, you can't count this team out either. Aberdeen-Roncalli, though, they got a tough matchup against Winter in the first round. Aberdeen-Roncalli's played a very tough schedule as well, and they've actually beaten Watertown, a Class AA school, during the regular season. Again, I think this is wide open. There could be some upsets, but the two unbeatens clearly stand out head and shoulders above.
All right. Any teams that we didn't talk about, any players or coaches there on the girls' side that we want to make sure we mention before we move on to the boys?
Well, Mount Vernon Plankinton, again, a strong team. Preston Christensen, the head coach there. And one of the names that stands out is Dacey Rahonic. She's a junior, and her older brothers played for the Mount Vernon Plankinton boys a couple of years ago when they made the state tournament. And sometimes you see that you got a number of sisters. I know we got some twins playing on both the boys and the girls' sides. And sometimes you get the family. Of course, you talk about there is, yes, another Duffy playing for St. Thomas More. So, you know, it just seems like there's an endless supply of Duffy players out there. Rapid City, and they're all good.
All right, let's talk about the Class A Boys High School State Tournament. If you're just tuning in, all those games are at the Denny Sanford Premier Center and the Sioux Falls Arena in Sioux Falls, and you can watch on SDPB2 those Premier Center games, and online sdpb.org for those games in the arena. My guest is South Dakota Public Broadcasting Steve Toome. He has the call with J.J. Hartigan for all those Premier Center games. Class A Boys, Steve, give us the big picture here.
T area has only one loss on the year. They're the number one seed, and that was to a school from Minnesota. No school in South Dakota has beaten the Titans this year. They have a ton of talent. They are the most talented team in the state tournament. They have two players signed to play Division I basketball. It's Justin Hone and Noah Friedel. Cade Stearns is signed also to play at Mount Marty, and Mason Ritter signed to play at Dakota State for basketball. They just have a ton of talent, and they've got some good players on the bench as well. Some of them have signed to play college soccer, and one of them signed to play college football. On the boys' team, individually, 26 state championships won by all the members of the varsity basketball teams in various sports. They won it a couple of years ago. Noah Friedel scoring 23 points a game. Justin Hone has 180 assists, also scores 23 points, and as a point guard, he's blocked 29 shots on the year as well. They are just loaded with talent. They've been the number one team pretty much from start to finish. They were the unanimous number one team in the final poll. Sioux Falls Christian, the two seed. St. Thomas More played them really, really close as the three seed. So I guess it's really everybody's got their eyes on the T area Titans. Sioux Falls Christian, of course, a ton of talent on that team as well. They're the two seed. Five teams from the Dakota 12 Conference making it. Del Rapids, Madison, and Lenox, the other team. St. Thomas More, the three seed. Pine Ridge and Hot Springs round out the field. Interesting note, this is probably the best story of the weekend here. Hot Springs boys basketball team making the state tournament. The last time they were at the state boys basketball tournament was 1945. It has been 74 years since wow. The Bison boys have played in a state boys basketball tournament. Just think about that. World War II was still going on, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president at the time.
Do the boys
and that town is excited, folks. Yeah, Hot Springs, say, yeah. They are going to bring – hopefully the roads will be good enough shape so they can bring a big crowd, because just talking to the people in the school there, they're very, very excited about that. There is a real buzz in the Hot Springs community, and I expect a big crowd to support the Hot Springs boys at the Premier Center. They do get on television. They have the 7 o'clock game, and that is against Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge bringing a really good team to the state tournament as well. So that's our feel-good story for Class A boys.
Nice. All right, let's go back to that 3 p.m. game with T Area versus Del Rapids. Tell us a little bit about the Del Rapids team.
Del Rapids, a team that's got some size in the middle with Logan Heim, the 6'9 center. Again, they've got some pretty good balance. They've got some our twin brothers there. That's Connor and Colin Rentz. They're the two of the top scorers on the team. They've got some really good athletes. Logan Ellingson, one of their starters, he's an all-state wide receiver in football. And Kobe Mason, he's one of their reserve players. He was an all-state linebacker on the football team. And Nick Beaver, he is one of their key reserves. He's a senior. He signed to play football at Northern State. So they've got some athletes on that team as well. Logan Heim, I mentioned him. He signed to play basketball at Dakota Wesley. And, of course, they've got a really, really good men's basketball team there. They lost to T Area by 20 points, but that was early in the season, back on December the 14th. Del Rapids at 14-7, playing their best basketball late in the season. They've beaten Madison, one of the other teams in the tournament, by 3. They lost to Sioux Falls Christian back in early January by 10. They also lost to Lenox by 14. So, again, they've played a really, really tough schedule. Not a team to be overlooked, and I know the Titans are not going to look past Del Rapids. They've got a very good coach, and they know they're in for a tough fight.
All right, what do you like about the Pine Ridge team playing at 7 p.m. in the Premier Center versus that Hot Springs team with a little bit of history-making? Tell us about Pine Ridge season.
Yeah, Pine Ridge, they come in with 3 losses on the year. They've got a real good score. And Halen Badbear, he's scoring right at just a shade under 20 points per game. Again, Corey Brown at 11.5 points per game. They do bring some production off the bench. Casey Means, second-year head coach for Pine Ridge and the Thorpes. They score 61 points per game. And here's one of their interesting stats. They shoot, as a team, 57% from the field. That is phenomenally good. You don't see a whole lot of teams at any level that shoot that well. So they can put up some points. Hot Springs comes in with a balanced attack. That could be an interesting matchup there. That'll be the last game in the Premier Center. And just to remind our fans, they'll play a girls game at 1, boys game at 3, girls game at 5, boys game at 7. That'll be both in the Premier Center and in the arena on that first day.
So the ladies from Hot Springs have been to the state championships before 1944 or after 1945, or how does that match?
I think so. I did not check up on that. But that has to be one of the longest droughts there that I can recall. 74 years since their last state tournament appearance.
Wow. All right. Who haven't we talked about yet here on the boys' side?
St. Thomas More coming in as a 3 seed, could be a sleeper team. Not necessarily a sleeper team at number 3, but Sioux Falls Christian loaded with good athletes as well. They have, again, playing in the Dakota 12 Conference, you know you're facing tough teams every night out. Again, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Sioux Falls Christian and T area could be the 1 and 2 teams, but I do not count out St. Thomas More. I think they got a really good job or a really good chance rate at playing that late game on Saturday night. Wouldn't be surprised if the Cavaliers are playing in the championship game.
All right. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned some these kids have already signed. What do you know about, does it matter how they perform now in the state tournament as far as college aspirations go? What's their mindset? Are they not thinking about that now because they're just excited about the state tournament?
I think once you've already signed, I think, you know, the pressure's off. There are some players in this tournament who have college offers that are on the table and they haven't decided yet. I know, I think a couple of the young ladies from Todd County there have been some college scouts out there, but there's a couple players that are interested in playing college basketball, haven't signed yet, and I think that may be a little more pressure if you haven't signed yet, but that all depends, of course, on the individual. I think once you've got that weight off your shoulder, you know what your college plans are, you can just relax and enjoy your senior season and just, you know, let it play out, let the chips fall where they may.
All right, maybe there's pressure all around, no matter what you're playing for the families and for the athletes as well. And for you, Steve Toome, getting ready to bring the excitement home to everyone in South Dakota.
Yeah, this is a challenge because I've never done a combined tournament before. So normally you just concentrate on 8 teams. Now I have to concentrate on 16 teams you have to be ready for over the course of 3 days. And it's going to be a physical and mental challenge as well because it's a grueling, grueling couple of days there where you're just going nonstop with 6 games on Friday, 6 games on Saturday. So it's something I've never done before. So I'm, making sure that I'm getting enough sleep and enough vitamins here leading into the state tournament.
All right. Well, you certainly sound well prepared. Steve Toome and JJ Hartigan have those calls from inside the Premier Center online. Herb Woundedhead has the call for the games in the arena for the Class A girls and boys combined high school state tournament. Steve, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.